sitting quietly, I invite you to close your eyes and take a full few breaths. And together we're going to practice rain, working with difficult emotions. So bring to mind a current situation in which you feel stuck, one that elicits a difficult reaction such as anger or fear, shame or hopelessness. It may be a conflict with a family member, a chronic sickness, a failure at work, the pain of an addiction, a conversation you now regret. Now take some moments to enter the experience, visualizing the scene or situation, remembering the words spoken, and seeing the most distressing moments of it. Contacting the charged essence of the story is the starting place for exploring this healing process of rain. So we'll start with recognizing what is happening. As you reflect on this situation, just ask yourself, what is happening inside me right now? What sensations are you most aware of? What emotions? Is your mind filled with churning thoughts? Take a moment to become aware of your felt sense of the situation as a whole. Can you feel the experience is living in your heart and body as well as your mind? So in this moment, we're recognizing what is happening. And then I invite you to allow what is happening. Send a message to your heart to just let it be. Allow yourself to be willing to pause and accept that in these moments, it is what it is. You can experiment with mentally whispering words like, yes, or I consent. Well, let it be. I am willing to feel this. I am willing to experience this. You might find yourself saying a huge inner no to a body and mind that's painfully contracted in resistance. You might feel that resistance. And you might be saying yes to the part that I hate this. Remember, this is all a natural part of the process. This resistance and this not liking it and wanting to push these difficult emotions or experiences away. That's a natural part of the process. At this point, you're simply noticing what is true and intending not to judge it, not to push it away or control anything you find. So if you're noticing the resistance, say yes to that too. Now begin to explore what you're experiencing more closely. Bring up that natural interest and curiosity about what's going on in your inner life. Questions that might be useful. What about this wants my attention? What most wants my acceptance? I ask your questions gently with your inner voice being kind and inviting. Notice where you feel the experience most distinctly in your body. Are you aware of heat or tightness, pressure, aches, squeezing? What is there? When you have found the most intense part of your physical experience, bring it into your face, letting your expression mirror and even exaggerate what you're feeling in your body. What emotions are you aware of as you do this? Is there fear? Is there anger? Grief? Shame? We're really investigating with a natural sense of curiosity and with a big dose of kindness and acceptance. You might find it helpful to ask, what am I believing? What beliefs are driving this? If that creates a lot of thinking, maybe it's just drop that line of thought. But maybe you might find it a very distinct belief emerges as almost as soon as you asked. Do you believe that you are failing in some way? That someone will reject you? Or that you will not be able to handle whatever is around the corner? Is there a belief that you are really flawed? Or that you will never be happy? Or no one will ever love you? Notice if there's any beliefs that came to mind quite easily. And investigate, how does this belief live in your body? What are the sensations around this belief? Is there tightness, soreness, hollowness, emptiness, or a burning? Just notice. And continue to send the message of yes, I consent. I allow things to be as they are, feeling the fullness or intensity of the difficult experience. As you contact and allow what is happening, what do you notice? Is there any softening in your body and heart? Can you sense more openness or space? How does the intention, or does the intention to allow, bring up more tension and judgment and fear? Does it intensify or change what you are feeling? Now ask the place of most difficulty. What do you want from me? What do you need from me? Does this suffering part of you want recognition, acceptance, forgiveness, love? As you sense what is needed, what is your natural response? You might offer yourself a wise message or an energetic, tender embrace. How can I nurture myself right now? How can I nurture this difficulty? You might gently place your hand on your heart. Gently give yourself a slight hug of the arms. Feel free to experiment with ways of befriending your inner life. For some, it might be through words, for others, touch, images, or energy. Discover how your attention might become more intimate and loving with your inner life. And as you offer this unconditional, kind presence to what is going on inside of you, sense the possibility of relaxing back and just being with that feeling. Like an ocean with waves on the surface, feel yourself as the tender, wakeful, open being that you are. That includes a rising and passing of sensations, emotions, thoughts. They come and they go, but they do not define you. Can you sense how you are not identified by or hitched to any particular wave of fear or anger or hurt? You are more than that. Can you sense how the waves on the surface belong to your experience? These difficult emotions are part of you, but they cannot injure or harm you. There's a depth, a greater depth to your being. Take some moments, as long as you'd like, to simply rest in this space. And kind awareness, allowing whatever arises in your body or mind to freely come and go. Know this natural awareness as the innermost truth of what you are. Now just take your time. Sit as long as you need to sit in this space. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Come back into the room and take some time to get back into your day.